that Lekasha. And then she goes, no stirum on Reb Shimon against Reb Shimon. That Khan one case is talking about Shemais Lemeis the Yudalid, the cover of the Yudalid. One case is talking about that both of the Misa, the Kayans, or even the regular Yisrael, his Korv, his father was Meis today on Erev Pesach, and they buried him today. Therefore, at night time, the Aninus is more stronger. We'll soon see the Tzata say it's also Medirayisam, and therefore he can't eat, even a Korv Pesach he can't eat by night time. Therefore, he says he can't have his Korv Pesach brought for him today. But Khan, the first price, the Bishim said, yes, you could have a Korban Pesach brought when you're in Einein, and you leave it at night time. That's talking about Shemais Lemeis B'Yud Gimel, that the Meis died on Yud Gimel of Nisan, and the Kovr B'Yud Dalid, and they first buried him the next day on Erev Pesach. So therefore then the night is only mid Rabbonin. There Rabbi Shimon makes a kula to say a Korban Pesach you could eat. So Mor explains now, Meis Lemeis B'Yud Dalid, if the Meis Yekorv died on Erev Pesach itself, and also the cover be Yudalid, and they buried him today on Erev Pesach. The din is Yomisa Tefus Leila Midi Raisa. Even Midi Raisa, you have Dini Aninus on you the night time, and therefore you also teach Kachim Midi Raisa, and therefore even from a Korban Pesach you're not allowed to eat. Ma Shenkin Meis La Meis Be Yudimel. In the case where the Meis Yekorv died first on Yudimel Benisin, the cover be Yudalid, and they first buried him on Yudalid Benisin. Then the loch is Yom Kfura Midrabonin. The Yom Kfura now, the Din Aninus Bechlal is only Midrabonin. Midirais, it's only the Yom HaMisa. The Yom HaKfura, the next day, is only Midrabonin. And therefore, in a Taif is Leli Yelim Midrabonin. That at the night of Yudalad is also, you have a Din Aninus, that's also only Midrabonin. And therefore, since it's only Midrabonin, therefore the Rabonin made a Kula to say that Negeret or Korban Pesach will let you eat from the Korban Pesach at night time. Oh, Malay Rav Ashi, Rav Mori. So Rav Ashi now says back to Rav Mori, V'yel if so, Hodik Tony, that we learned. Oh, Malay Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon answered back to Rabbanan and said, Teda, bring your proof that it is Larit, the Korban Pesach at night. Shrei Omru, it was said, Oinein Teivo V'yechel Es Pischei. Oinein is Larit B'Teivo, and eat from the Korban Pesach. Avaloi B'Kodishim. But it's not Larit from Kodishim. So Lechura, Neimolei, why don't you say back to them, Kamina Lechura, no Yomisa Diraisa. I'm talking about where he was buried and died the same day. That's Midiraisa. If you're married to Liyem Kfur Drabonin, and you're only answering me back, a din of Yom Kfur, that's only Yasim Drabonin. So Mazanachnami, this is the Kasha. So Rashi says, this will be Gemara soon, that the Gemara later says that we're running out, Mianinus the Aaron, Maestro Lekamon. The Gemara brings down later case of Aaron. For us, some Yomisa, and there was Din Diraisa, there was the Yomamisa. So if you learn there's a chilik between the Yomamisa and Yom HaKfura, you should answer back. For Yat, Rashi said, Yat, Mardis Yom HaKfura, to go from the Rabbanon, was the Medina. Like, what's the Shakabatai? We'll soon see. So, Chorot Smash, we know that we're only to that, there's no, that we'll soon see that this is not the chilik between Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura. The Mashman, they're both talking about the same day, they're both talking about Yom HaMisa. And even on Yom HaMisa itself, still Rabbi Shimon says, B'layla it's mut to teach from the Korban Pesach. See, for the Gemara says, Kasha, Nechnami, on Rav Mori's Pshat is a Kasha. Abayi comes in like this and says, Lakasha. Again, there's no stira. So what did Rashi says, Abayi says, and in both cases, Brace is talking about the Yom HaMisa, with the Meis Doitaka and Yud B'Dalad Benisin. And they buried him that day. And the question is now, is allowed to eat at night from the Korban Pesach or not? And Reb Shimon holds that Aninos Laila, even the Laila of Yom HaMisa is only the Rabbonim. And so, what's the Teretz Estira? Sabai Rom Lekasha, Kan Shemeis Kodim Chatzois, Kan Shemeis Liacha Chatzois. Depends when the Meis died on Yudala on Erev Pesach. It's like this. Kodim Chatzois, if the Meis died before Chatzois, Le'echse Le'Pesach, that you were not fit yet to bring your Korban Pesach. You could only bring the Korban Pesach after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So if the Meis died before Chatzos, so it's not Chal upon you yet to have to bring it, it's Chal on Aninus, and then Aninus is Chal first, and since you're an Einein, and then you have no right to bring the Korban Pesach, even though you first want to eat the meat at night, even though it's only Aninus to Rabbanan. But after Chatzos, let's say the person's Meis
first dot after Chatzar and Erev Pesach, to Yitzchazi lePesach, that he was already fit to bring the Korban Pesach. So then lechana leaninus. Then the svar is, since already he had the chiyuv to take care of the Korban Pesach, now the aninus is not chal upon him. Therefore, Shimon holds in such a case, he's allowed to have the Korban Pesach brought for him, and at least from the meet at night. Since at night the Sonia aninus, the Rabbonin, since it's only with the Rabbonin, if the chiyuv Pesach was chal already, the Rabbonin did not stop you from eating the Korban Pesach. So kids, it is the way Abai answers the steer in the brace as according to Rabbi Shimon. That the brace that it says at night you could eat from the Korban Pesach means where the maize died after Chatzais. And the brace that it says you cannot eat from the Korban Pesach even at night is where the maize died before Chatzais. Now the Gemara says, the Minot Tamer, like has Abai not to say, Tishonwa, that's the difference to him, Ben Kaidim Chatzais, Ben Liacha Chatzais, how does it not to make this difference? Titani, you learn like this. The verse says, Lo Yitame Mitzvah. That is a mitzvah for a kohen to be matama for his wife, even though a kohen is not allowed to be matama to stam a mace, but to one of his seven relatives, he's allowed to be matama. So with Ashnitz a mitzvah, what's going to be loy rotza? Let's say the kohen does not want to be matama to his wife, is matama naisa bakor choy. We force him to be matama, we force him to bury like his wife. Or mace, what's up in a case like this? That the yosef ha kohen, shemeis ish to bear a pesach. Once happened that his own wife died on Erev Pesach, Yosef HaKoyin, and V'lerot Zalatame did not want to be Metamo to touch her, like he wanted to be able to eat the Korban Pesach by night. V'nimnu Och V'akanim V'timu B'akorchoy. And his eldest brothers, the Kanim, by force came and was Metamo, they did it B'akorchoy. So that's the Talacho, Lo Yitamo, there's a mitzvah to do it. On this we ask the question, Reminu Avastira, is this true? The Pesach says, V'lachoysoy. There's an extra posik. So mat tam lema, what do we need the posik? V'lachoysi is the four. So Rashi says, b'nozikur, there's a posik about a nozir. That we know when nozir also has an isa, not to become tummy, cannot touch a mace. Now it says, the oviv li'imoy, he's not allowed to be matama. If so, kol shchein lachoysi, he can't be matama to his sister either. So once the posik says he can't be matama, not even for his own father or mother, so pshita, not for his sister. So the question is, v'lachoysoi, matam aloim, how come the pasuk has to say extra that a nozir should not be matama to a sister? So we darshin, ha-reishonach l'shiret spitzcha, let's say his nozir was going to shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, or else v'lom oles b'noi, he was on the way to do a mitzvah's milah, v'shoma shemes l'meis, and he heard that one of his kravim died, so yochol yitam, I would have thought to say maybe yes, he matama, or matam lo yitam, I would have thought to say, the pasuk says no, a nozir cannot be metama for mace. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Kishem shlo yitamal yachoysoi. The same way the nozir cannot be metama for his own sister, kachem metamal a mace mitzvah. The same thing, let's say, you find a mace mitzvah, you find a mace in the street, that nobody else is there around to take care of it. You're the only one, that's called a mace mitzvah. Maybe here also, you're not supposed to be metama for him. On this note, Tamalim, the Pesach says, v'la achoysoi to your sister. So we dashin la choisa yudiya in the metama, that the nozer has no right to be metama for his own sister. Aba metama hu lemeis mitzvah, but for meis mitzvah he's allowed to. So I call upon him here in this verse, it says that mishum or korban pesach, he's not supposed to be metama. Even though the post is talking about a nozer, Rashi says, but the diik we dashin here also the sefer, who had in a kohen gadol, who had in a kohen, that a kohen should not be metama for his meis, if it's going to stop him from bringing a Korban Pesach. So we're at the stira. Before we said you're supposed to be metama to your wife, even though it means you're not going to be able to bring a Korban Pesach. And here it's mashmino, so it's the stira. So isn't the answer, lav shemamin, isn't it a proof? That it depends. Kan kaidim chatzais, if the maize died before chatzais, then you're not supposed to be, then you're supposed to be metama. Because before the Korban Pesach started, you're supposed to be metama. That was the maize of Yosef. And Khan, that at this post, here is mashma, that because of the Korban Pesach, you're not metam al meis, Khan Yacha Chatzais, we're talking about Yacha Chatzais. So, after Chatzais Hayim of Erev Pesach, since the Chiyah of Korban Pesach was chal already, we do not stop you, we do not tell you to metam al meis. So, who is the proof to Abaya? So, Moses says, no, who said there's a proof? Mimai. Dilma may be Lyoza may maloch e divide Yacha Chatzais. Both Dinim are talking about even where the meis died after Chatzais. And still in one place we say you should be metama lemeis. Now, I used to steer it in. So I'll tell you that V'hor Rebbe Yishmol, V'hor Rebbe Kiva, one din goes according to Rebbe Yishmol, and one goes according to Rebbe Kiva. The Tanya would learn like this. Lo Yitame Rishus Div Rebbe Yishmol. Yishmol learns true that the Kohen has a right to be Metame to his Krevim. That's only a Rishus if he wants to. If he does not want to, he doesn't have to. Therefore, according to Rebbe Yishmol, Lenech Nami, on every Pesach, you have a right to say, you do not want to be Metame to your Krev in order that you should be able to bring the Korban Pesach. But Rabbi Kiva says no chayva, that it's a chayv to be metama to your kravim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, that's the mice with Rabbi Yosef goes, that mice was according to Rabbi Kiva. Since it's a chayv, we say you have to be metama. So Mora said like this now, don't think the ratio of Rabbi Kiva. Don't think the ratio of that goes according to Rabbi Kiva. So Mora says no, there's not a good answer. Because this brisa that we darshin, that Mishum Korban Pesach, you don't have to be metama lemeis, it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. Like, let's say that the ratio of the Rabbi Kiva, the ratio of that price that goes according to Rabbi Kiva. So you see, even though there's a chiyuv to be metama, still the price that says mishum korban pesach, you don't have to. What must be the answer? That he was talking about, lacha chatzois, that the mace first died, you have to chatzois, then since that the chiyuv of korban pesach started already, we tell you not to be metama even according to Rabbi Kiva. Well, I was to write that price that goes according to Rabbi Kiva, the tiny we learned. Rabbi Kiva says the Gemara Nazir that Nefesh, when the Pesach says Nefesh, or Nazir should not be Metama to a Nefesh, Elo HaKrevim, not even to his own Krevim. Meis, Elo HaRechaikim, not even to Rechaikim, not relatives. The Yav of the Pesach says, Ein Metama, the Zik is, Ava Metama Ula Meis Mitzvah. It could be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah. The Imei, what does the Pesach have to say? Nazir can't be Metama to his mother, Shita. The case is, let's say this Nazir was a Kohen, and who Nazir was a Nazir. Still the din is, just to his mother he can't. Even though he has two Yisurim, he's a Nazir and a Kohen, still we say to a Meis Mitzvah he's allowed to. But the course who is Li'ochiv, what's the possibility to say Li'ochiv, he can't be Matama Nazir to his brother. Let's say this person was a Kohen Gadol, and who Nazir was a Nazir also. Still, it's only an Issa, he can't be Matama to his own brother. But still the Diyak is, Ava Matama Ula Meis Mitzvah. But when they get to a Meis Mitzvah, he has the right to be Matama. Then the Pasuk says, Vala Achaisoi. Again, there's all the Pasuk by Nazir. He cannot be Matama to any one of these, not even to his sister. So the question is again, Ma Talmud Lema, what do we need the Pasuk of Vala Achaisoi for? Pshita. If a Nazir can't be Matama to his mother or father, Pshita, not to his sister. The case is like this. Whether the person is a Nazir or a Kohen and is going now to Shechta Korban Pesach for Lom or Les B'nai or else to make a bris mila on his son, and he heard now that one of his relatives was Meis, Yochu Yitama, would have thought to say maybe yes he should be Mitama, let's say a Kohen to his relatives, the Pasuk says Lo Yitama, he should not be Mitama in order not to stop him from doing the bris milah or from bringing the Korban Pesach, since these two are the chiyuv korbanos if we don't do them. Now Yochel would have thought to say kishem shem matam liachoisoi, they say we have no right to be matama to your sister, maybe kachein matam lemeis mitzvah, even if he finds a meis mitzvah on the street, maybe also we should not be matama on this Talmud Lema. The pasuk says no v'la'achoisoi, meaning la'achoisoi lo yitama, only to a sister this kohen or nazir should not touch, should not be metama. Av yitama ula meis mitzvah, but even though if you're on your way to bring a korban pesach, if you find a meis mitzvah on the street, for a meis mitzvah you should be metama. So I call upon this brayse the gufa goes according to Rabbi Kiva, and still we see, even though it's a mitzvah for a kohen to be metama for his wife, still where it comes up against the korban pesach, you don't have to. So we see l'chur that a korban pesach is odif. The price before says not Odif, so that must be the answer that one is talking about on Erev Pesach Kaitim Chatzois, and one is talking about Liach Chatzois. So I said this is a good Raya according to Abaya. Now the Gemara says Rova says like this. Rova comes to give another territory.